This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're handing the broadcast over to John Rappaport. Of course, no stranger to those of you who have watched InfoWars broadcast. He's been a frequent guest here, and of course, he frequently hosts the fourth hour here at InfoWars. Also, he's been a frequent contributor to articles as well, and his site is nomorefakenews.com. And John, fake news is everywhere, and we've had Donald Trump in a big way call out CNN for just exactly what they were yesterday, fake news. And Alex Jones put out a report yesterday saying, mark this date. This is the date that it essentially we remove the mask from these people. We've now had the president point out that the press emperors have no clothes. They got caught with their pants down on this filthy, false, made-up report that they put out there. I think Piers Morgan said it great when he said, look, the only prostitutes involved here are the ones who are journalists in this. So your comments on this, John?
Well, that's what I was going to lead with, actually, because I agree. Yesterday was, mark it down, folks, because this wasn't just somebody saying, guess what, fake news. This is a president-elect press conference. Never happened before in modern history. President-elect gets up and says directly to a reporter, fake news. Your outlet is fake news. And he also said, Trump did, there's several other of you fake news outlets right here sitting down front, right? So the war continues. In case people thought that when Trump was elected, he was just going to back off and make nice and say we're all friends and it's all great. No, 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 no. Because they kept shooting at him. And so now they can feel the heat and they can understand what's happening.
I think everybody is appalled not only at the way they put this story together, but also at that press conference where he's demanding that, Donald Trump talk to him. Donald Trump is going to talk to Mara Liasson. And, you know, she's establishment media and he's pointing to her. And this guy is shouting at Trump, demanding, I've got a sense of entitlement here. Yeah, you can't do that. And it's like, exactly. No, actually, I can. You don't really understand who is in control here. I thought that was an amazing moment to not only call them out on their lies, on their deceit, on their being the prostitutes for these people behind all of this who are trying to take down Donald Trump because they're part of the global elite establishment and they understand that he's not with them. But I think it was just an amazing visual for people to see the arrogance of the media there, the arrogance of CNN.
Didn't he say, this is inappropriate?
Yeah, exactly. Lecturing him like that. This is inappropriate.
This is inappropriate.
It's like, you know, goodbye.
As if he expected, you know, suddenly everything to stop. And people would say, my goodness sakes, my man, you're right. It is inappropriate. And we apologize. We'll back off. Let's now do an appropriate dialogue. Did not happen.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Well, what have you got for us coming up in the fourth hour, John?
Oh, well, we're going to talk more about the press conference. I'm looking at my notes here. How Trump actually broke into this monopoly of media, what he did.
Yeah, he really transcended them, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did it with social media. You know, Ronald Reagan always said he was going to go over the heads of the media and everything. He didn't really have the tools to do something like that, but Donald Trump had the tools, he had the guts to do it, he actually made it come true. And I think we're going to continue to see this. He's not going to be held captive by these people. He's not going to be held captive by their press releases. He may even go to a situation where he doesn't have these normal press conferences.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope
so too. All right, well, I'm going to sign out, and we're going to turn this broadcast over to John Rappaport. It's in good hands. Thank you so much, John, and we'll be right back with John Rappaport.
uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way.
John Rappaport sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour here. Welcome. Good to be here as always. I've got to start by talking about climate hustle here, which David was talking about in the last hour with Mark Morano of Climate Depot. Climate Hustle is the film. Infowarsstore.com is where you can get it. Here's the story, folks. Look, the whole climate agenda predicates on this idea that based on fake science, which is revealed in Climate Hustle, presidents, leaders, monarchs, oligarchs, you name it, elites around the world can say to their people and can rule on this that we are going to cut energy production in our country. Figures have been touted for the U.S. at 20 to 30% cut in the next 10 to 15 years. Because you see, we're bringing online solar and wind and this and that and, you know, all of that kind of malarkey to replace the CO2 emitting energy that we are now using. But we have to cut energy production, period, 20 to 30%, right? So this is what's behind this whole agenda. Well, what does that mean? Can you figure out what that means? If you were the king and you said, my people, we are going to cut energy production throughout the whole land by 20 to 30%. Well, that means you're going to torpedo the economy. Let's wake up to that. Let's get it straight, please, once and for all. You're going to put more and more people into pain, suffering, and poverty. And the people who are already there are going to be feeling it even worse. But everybody is going to be affected significantly. That's the agenda. That's what we're talking about. Fake science leading to diminishment of energy production by a whole lot all over the world. And this is supposed to save the planet, of course, from frying and so forth, because we'll have less CO2. So this sham of science has a reason. It's not just an academic piece of fraud. This is what we're talking about here. Because globalism, elite globalism, is in the business of torpedoing economies. That's what they do. That's what they want. They don't want to create jobs. Because in the midst of the chaos and the desecration and the destitution created by the lowering of energy production, then the elite can say, well, my goodness gracious, we have a horrible crisis here and we need to do something. And here's the plan that will save us all. And of course, in order to put this plan into effect, we have to have representatives from every nation on earth who represent the best interests of the people to put the plan into action. And then it turns out, of course, that these representatives are not representatives at all. They are Trilateral Commission members, Council on Foreign Relations members, all of the globalist organizations, Bilderberg, you name it, and they become the global management system that is the new world order, and sovereign nations cease to exist because it's a planetary crisis, the loss of energy. Where did that come from? It came from the same people who are now presenting the plan to rescue everybody. Let's get it straight, please, 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 please. Climate Hustle will show you a great deal of what has been happening here, including fake science. Infowarsstore.com, Mark Morano, ClimateDepot.com. Thank you, Mark. Okay, Trump's press conference yesterday. He says to CNN reporter, CNN is fake news. He says, there are a few other fake news outlets sitting here today, too. This is an ex-president of the United States. I've been a reporter now for 34 years. Never seen anything like this. Never, ever. I implore you to understand the magnitude of what happened there, the extreme magnitude of what happened yesterday at the press conference, a president-elect going to war with the major media, which has been traditionally the eyes, ears, nose, mouth, everything of society, presenting fake news endlessly, confusing everybody, putting everybody to sleep, covering up and omitting the true deep political events of our time. If we're going to have a revolution, and we're in the middle of one right now, then the first order of business is overtaking and overthrowing fake news, by which I mean major media. That's the first order of business, and that is happening. And now we had yesterday a president-elect, I don't care what you think of him, getting up and saying directly to these news guys, you're fake. And in case you didn't understand what I was saying, you're fake. And if you need any further clarification on that, you're fake. You are fake. You know, I mean, you can't overstate the significance of that event, no matter how much you try. And I'll tell you something else, too, and this goes to the point of what some of you think of Trump and others think of Trump and so on and so forth. This guy broke into the scene like some kind of a swaggering cowboy walking into the saloon in a Western B movie. Steps up to the bar and says, give me a double whiskey, looks around and says, man, this is a foul place. Who are these people that are inhabiting it? And everybody looks at him. Who is this guy? Where did he come from? How did he break in? What is he talking about? How dare he say these things about our sacred hearth and home, you know, the saloon, where all the news really happens in town? So my contention is, and it's correct, that some people would have preferred to have another candidate, quote, destroy major media. Oh, well, we would have liked it if somebody had, you know, been more polite and been more acute and been more measured and so forth and rational and so forth. No. That wasn't going to work. People have tried that. As David pointed out, Reagan tried that. Didn't work. Ron Paul tried that. Didn't work. Ross Perot made a few dents. Didn't work, though. Trump made it work exactly because of his persona and his personality and his character. So I don't care what you think of him. He broke through a revolution that was already in progress, which is overthrowing major media, and he gave it the kind of boost that you can only do with rocket fuel, and you can only do with that kind of personality that just doesn't care, that's completely reckless, that can dismiss a mainstream reporter with a look, who can say, you know what? You're an idiot. You're a complete idiot. And your news outlet is failing completely. And it works. My, that's inappropriate, and we don't like that, Mr. Trump, and you shouldn't talk. I don't care what you think. You're an idiot. You're wrong. Most of the time you're wrong, and that's why your news outlet is going down the toilet. And all of a sudden, this has legs. This works. People are waking up and saying, well, that's what I thought. Millions of people are saying, well, I've been thinking that for years. I mean, can't we get these idiots off the air and stop reading these crazy newspapers like the New York Times and the Washington Post? Please, can we do it? And Trump is basically saying, yeah, of course we can do it. Of course we can do it. Of course we can do it. And so they're trying to defame him and destroy him in every way possible with as many fake stories as they can put together. But basically what the media are saying is, we're fine. We've always been fine. There's nothing wrong with us. We always tell the truth. This guy is the problem. This guy is the guy who's pretending to be president, who's illegitimate, and we are going to do everything we can to delegitimize him to take the attention off of us. He's a fake president. He isn't real. He's a delusion. Everybody's dreaming. This didn't happen. This election never took place. We, your news media friends, are fine and upstanding and resolute and truthful and honest as we've always been. He is the faker. And it's not working. Hasn't worked for the last year. And it's getting worse for them. Getting absolutely worse for them. Trump is like the guy, to use another metaphor, you're on a football team, let's say, in college. Team is not doing very well. Scholarships, everybody's on scholarship, but, you know, it's not happening. And then all of a sudden, one day, this guy swaggers onto the field and says, I'm the greatest football player that ever lived. And everybody starts laughing at him. Come on, and so forth and so on. He said, let me show you. So he takes the ball and he runs through 15 tacklers and destroys them. That's what's happening. I'll have more after the break here. But this is what's happening with Donald Trump, and I'll detail it for you. This is John Rappaport. Stay tuned. Don't go away. InfoWars.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0606.
Five-minute report from Alex, so be sure you're hanging in for that. And also want to let you know that InfoWarsLife.com, the super sale, Make Our Bodies Great Again. Be sure you go there because you're going to get great deals. Brain Force, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. Vitamin B12, 20% off. Liver Shield, 20% off. Knockout 20% off, and Prostagard 20% off. You go to InfoWarsLife.com. You order the products. You support InfoWars in the InfoWar, which we are currently winning at a fantastic rate. I'm here to assure you of that after 34 years of working as a reporter. So it's, as Alex says, win-win. You get the products. InfoWars gets your support to not only maintain but also expand the operation, the whole operation, including the new app and so on and so forth at InfoWars. InfoWarsLife.com, super sale. Check it out now. Okay. Was talking about Trump and the football metaphor before the break. So it's this guy who's the walk-on, you see. Nobody figured that this was going to happen. He's there. He says, give me the ball. Let me show you what I can do for you. You're now 1-6, having a real losing season. In fact, you're a bunch of losers. Right? This doesn't go over too well with the team. You're out there. You're on the team. You're out there on the field. It's been a pathetic season. And the coach says, all right, Mr. Smarty Pants, Mr. Braggadocio, let's see what you can do. Line up here, give him the ball, full pad, scrimmage, defense, knock him down. Quarterback takes the ball, gives it to this swaggering cowboy character, Trump, and no blocking for him. No blocking. No interference. No help. He smashes through the line and knocks six guys down and goes all the way to the end zone. And he stands there and he looks back and he says, see what I mean? It works. It works. You don't have to be losers anymore. We're going to have a good team here. And he does it three or four more times and people go, holy mackerel, look what's happening here. How did this go from nothing to where we are now? This is what happened. He came in, looked at the media, and said, you're a bunch of losers. You're idiots. Well, I've never heard anything like that in my life. That's right, you haven't, but now you are. And millions of people started cheering immediately because, as I said, they've been thinking the same thing, exactly the same thing. And then yesterday, at his first press conference as president-elect, he doubled down. He doubled down. In front of a national, global audience, he looked at, what was the guy's name, Jim Acosta, and he said, your outlet, CNN, is fake news. And there's a few more of you fake news outlets sitting right here. This was unheard of, absolutely unheard of. So here's the point. The movement, the people who want freedom and who want truth, who are many of whom have supported Trump, but many of whom not. Maybe they didn't support anybody. An opening, a further opening in the war, the info war, has been produced by Trump. That's a fact. Do with it what you will. I don't care what you think about Trump. That's a fact. And we are making tremendous hay as a result of that because people are waking up and saying, well, this is fake news from NBC and that's fake news from CBS. And by the way, when we look at these outlets, isn't a guy named David Rhodes the president of CBS News? And isn't his brother, Ben Rhodes, his brother, Obama's deputy national security advisor for communications, strategic communications? How did that happen? How did that happen? That sounds like fake news to me. How did a guy named Carlos Slim get to be the principal investor in the world's most honored newspaper, the New York Times? How did that happen? You ought to read up on Carlos Slim. Check him out. We'll be back after the break. John Rappaport.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All of us, including myself, have developed a normalcy bias. And of course, a normalcy bias is the fact that we tend to become adaptive or conform to the current environments we live in. In ancient Aztec times, say 600 years ago, before the arrival of the Spaniards, there were daily sacrifices of men, women, and children to the gods. Some had their hearts chopped out, some were bound and thrown into deep wells. Still others were hunted down in ritualistic sporting events, like the famous ball court at Chichen Itza and other areas in Mesoamerica. I don't mean to go off into a history lesson. The issue is we become comfortable with always having things being free and happy and open. We also become comfortable with tyrannies that we're basically born into. And to a great extent, we've gotten very comfortable watching MSM lie to us and engage in giant hoaxes. Even if we know they're big liars, we still kind of just accept them like a crocodile on the side of the Nile River. Sure, the crocodile occasionally eats children, sometimes women, sometimes even men. But we've learned to see the 20-foot crocodiles just lay there happily in the mud because we've grown up around them. We're comfortable with them. And I catch myself laughing about how they use the word dossier concerning this latest fake Trump stuff, which is admittedly fake, but the media is still running with it because they're already discredited. What do they have to lose? I could say there are dossiers that John McCain is a child molester. Now, there isn't a dossier that I know of actually saying that, but I can go dossier instead of dossier, instead of just saying somebody claims, or there's some internet report or some recycled year-and-a-half-old garbage. But if I say dossier, you know, there are dossiers and actual witnesses of Barack Obama and homosexual orgies. I'm not bashing Obama that he's a homosexual. I'm bashing Obama and that he's clearly blackmailed. You see, the truth is we're blackmailed by communist China, Saudi Arabia, and others. A lot of globalists willfully go and get themselves blackmailed, put themselves in compromising positions, because then they won't be trusted by the group. And they're so upset that Trump doesn't have this blackmailable information. They would have already used it, obviously, during the campaign. So now they just put out recycled fake garbage. And it should really illustrate to all of us how much grave danger we're in. You know, I posed this question throughout the day, but I want to ask John Rappaport right now, as this live voice memo comes into him and airs live, I want to ask him, what does he think about this? I mean, does he agree with me, or how can he elaborate? That for me, the big issue here is not even the new fake dossier put out by some globalist attaché and other fancy $10 words. Isn't it showing the recklessness of these people? And the real story is, what will they come up with next with only 8 days? And then what comes after that? And do they realize how they're discrediting themselves forever? I mean, we really are seeing crazy meltdown with globalist hijacked intelligence agencies who are really the foreign takeover artists, claiming there's some foreign takeover when we're doing the opposite, trying to reestablish our national sovereignty along with other nations across the globe. And it's that pattern that's unstoppable. They're not going to be able to blame the Russians for all of it. No, it's the globalists who are to blame. Now back to John Rappaport with live coverage. And he's the guy that coined the term fake news. I'm going to steal Trump's term now and call it pile of garbage news or garbage news. Back to the man from NoMoreFakeNews.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Please don't take the sites for granted. We're under mega massive attack.
I agree completely, Alex. That's the point. They're getting more and more desperate, more and more reckless. They're saying and doing anything. I wrote that I expected the next thing would be is that Trump is some kind of an extraterrestrial invader, and that his flying saucer landed on the Mexican-U.S. border some years ago, and how come they let him through without any papers or something like that. I mean, it could get to that. It could get to anything after the latest business about the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Moscow and what Trump supposedly had these hookers doing, et cetera, et cetera. All of this stuff. Because they're losing. They've lost. And they keep on losing. And they're discredited completely. And it gets worse and worse and worse. If you've been tracking, if you have any memory at all, as soon as the election was over, it was fake news, and then it was Russian fake news, and then it was Russia influenced election, then it was Russia influenced election on the side of Trump, and then it was Trump was either an unwitting or witting or blackmailed agent of Putin. And now here's exactly what really did happen, of course, the dossier that shows how they blackmailed him. And, you know, they just make this stuff up out of nowhere, right? The Washington Post leads the way. Jeff Bezos, who owns the Post and owns Amazon, has a $600 million contract with the CIA to do their cloud computing. And he is objective. And the Washington Post is objective. And they don't print a conflict of interest statement at the beginning of every single story that even mentions the CIA and says, hey, folks, you know, you probably shouldn't believe this story because our owner, Jeff Bezos, actually has a $600 million contract with the CIA, and he's going to get more from the CIA, and we're CIA connected. So really, why bother even reading the story? Let's just say it's fake news. Yours truly, the editors of the Washington Post. And that statement would precede every single story that they run that even mentions the word CIA. I mean, that would be authentic journalism. of course, it would destroy itself in the process, but that's their problem, not mine. I don't have that problem. I do not have that problem. I was mentioning Carlos Slim. He is now the biggest single investor in the New York Times. Now, you can read about him. Go online, check him out, check his background. Check the fact that one of his biographers claims that when he went to Warren Buffett and Bill Gates for statements about Carlos Slim, they didn't want to talk. They did not want to talk to him. As if, hey, it's not a good idea to talk about Carlos, right? Make what you will. Research it. But here's a further point. Why did the New York Times, that was sinking into so much red ink that they couldn't even get out, why did they have to refinance the refinancing of the refinancing of their draining down the toilet newspaper with a guy named Carlos Slim from Mexico? Because they couldn't get that kind of money from any investor in the U.S. Wake up, folks. Couldn't get that kind of money from any investor in the U.S. because no investor in the U.S. thought that they were a good enough risk. That tells you something, doesn't it? I mean, come on. So we have Jeff Bozo at the Washington Post with CIA in partnership, and we have Carlos Slim, principal investor in the New York Times. We have David Rhodes, the president of CBS, and his brother Ben is deputy national security advisor to Obama. And this is authentic news? Please. This is the fake of the fake of the fake. And how much lower can they sink? Well, we don't have to worry about that because they're going to show us in the coming days. They're going to keep on going. They're not going to stop. You know, it's like the compulsive, obsessive, maniacal, lunatic gambler with a lot of money who walks into a casino in Vegas. And the more he loses, the more he has to play. The more he loses, the more he has to play, and the more he has to believe, like it's a religion, that he's going to get it back. Do you understand? You know the phenomenon. If I just stay here at the table a little while longer, I'm sure I'm going to get it all back. So, yeah, let's go for it. Okay, double down. Here we go. Yeah, sure. And the heart rate is increasing and the blood pressure is going crazy and he's sweating and so forth and so on. You know, that last hand, I just, you know, okay, I'm going to double again. That's what they're doing. That's what the fake major media are doing. That story didn't take hold. That story didn't play. We didn't convince anybody with that one, so we have to go double down. Tell a crazier story. Okay, do we have one? Sure we have one. We got this dossier that's been floating around for the last year. Let's just use it. And let's say that we don't know whether it's true, but we think the reader should have an opportunity to decide. Isn't that what the BuzzFeed editor said? What's his name? Ben Smith? I mean, is that is that what they learn at journalism school these days? Now listen, kiddies, when you get to be an editor in a fake news major media outlet, here's the way you play it. When you've got a story that you're desperate to release because you're already under assault and your reputation and your money are all going away, you grab anything you can, and then as an excuse for running with it, you say, well, we think the reader should decide. Don't worry about fact-checking. Don't worry about where the sources came from. Don't worry about any of that stuff that we were teaching you, you know, when you first came in the door so that we could impress you. Here's the real stuff. You run anything you can. The more horrible, the better. And you say, let the reader decide. That's the new principle of major media now. We're just going to throw as much stuff at the wall as we can and hope that something, please, God, make something stick and let the reader decide. Let the audience decide. Hi, this is Brian Williams with the news tonight, and we have 16 items, none of which we can verify. Of course, we haven't been able to verify much of anything in all the time I've spent here at NBC, but we don't worry about that. But tonight, we're just going to come out and tell you. None of this we can verify, but it's up to you to decide which stories you're going to believe in and accept. And in fact, we're going to do a poll because we want to know what you're going to buy that we're selling so we can keep selling it to you. So here are the 16 outrageous pieces of baloney that we're calling news that have no verification, no sources, nothing at all. They could be true. They could be false. We don't know. We don't care. We're throwing them on the wall, and we're running this fantastic poll. So we want you to tell us what we're telling you tonight that you believe is true. That's what we have to know from you so we can get a clue of what more baloney to slice to feed to you tomorrow, because we're at the end of our rope. Okay, folks, we are at the end of our rope. This is the subtext of major media now. I mean, do I have any more here in my notes? Well, we have Obama's farewell address, which was a monument of canoodling, or whatever you want to call it. That's not the right word. A con job of the highest order, shall we say, because nowhere does he mention the fact that right out of the gate as president, he decided that jobs were not going to be a priority. He had promised it. The country was screaming for it back in 2008, if you recall, and instead he went with health care, you know, Obamacare, which is the most gigantic mess that's ever been created by federal government, I think. Nothing about jobs. Well, of course not, because he's a globalist, and globalists do not want job creation, because that would mean canceling trade treaties and so forth and so on, and going against the globalist agenda of torpedoing economies. And Obama was mentored by Zbigniew Brzezinski, as soon as he was elected, who's a partner of David Rockefeller that created the Trilateral Commission in 1973, which is the most powerful globalist force on the planet. Check out Patrick Wood and Global Trilaterals over Washington. That'll give you the story on that, right? So Obama isn't going to talk about that. Major media are not going to comment on that. Nobody in major media like Maureen Dowd or some other very fancy editorial writer or Paul Krugman for the New York Times are going to look into their dossiers and come up with, you know what, this guy Obama has been conning us, everybody in America, including the people desperate in inner cities who wanted jobs, for the last 8 years, because he said he was going to put back jobs, and he hasn't. The figures show it, unless you want to include fast food restaurant jobs and part-time jobs as part of the deal. He hasn't. And there's got to be a good reason for that. Oh, yeah, there is. He's a globalist. They don't want jobs. They don't want to cancel trade treaties. They want more corporations to leave America. And now that could be reversing. Is that really happening? I mean, oh, my God, is that really going on? Is it coming back? Are jobs actually coming back to America? That would be a catastrophe. We must not have that. We must not have that. Otherwise, how can we justify and explain the imposition of a globalist management system over the whole desperate planet? How can we invoke a crisis great enough to take over? If too many jobs come back and people, you know, look, people have been willing to work alongside each other regardless of race, religion, creed, color, whatever background for a long time in America. That's no revelation. Obama knows that. He went back to an earlier time. You know, he's talking in his farewell address about Jim Crow is still alive in America. Sure, okay, to a degree, but he's basically going back to an earlier time because people all over America are willing to work with each other. If there's work, if there's decent paying jobs, they don't care. And he knows that. He's lying. And fake media are obscuring the lies, pretending that they don't exist. That is what's happening, folks. That is what's happening in the country, and they're getting more desperate. The fake media are getting more fake. That level of fake didn't work. We got to sink to a lower level. What can we do? We were alligators on the edge. Now we have to be crocodiles under the surface. And if that doesn't work, we have to be some kind of bottom feeding, crawling, claw-ridden, hideous object on the ocean floor. Whatever level we have to sink to in order to justify our existence and just keep going because we're so desperate and so obsessed. Just keep throwing that stuff at the wall, baby, because somewhere it has to stick. Somewhere it has to stick. And it's not. It's going away. It's all going away, folks. It's all going away. Major media are all going to be talking to themselves. That's all they're going to be doing. And everybody else is going to be getting their news from independent media and creating their own news. That's the story. John Rappaport, thanks very much. InfoWars.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
John Rappaport back for our last segment here in the fourth hour, InfoWars. And let me make one more mention here of InfoWarsLife.com and the Super Sale, because you get excellent products and you support the InfoWar at InfoWars.com. InfoWarsLife.com, Super Sale, Make Our Bodies Great Again, Brain Force, 30% off, Super Male Vitality, 30% off, Survival Shield X2, 30% off, Vitamin B12, 20% off, Liver Shield 20 off, Knockout 20 off, and Prostagard 20% off. That's 20% off on all of those, 30 off on the others. What could be better? InfoWarsLife.com. This is not an operation that is relying on government money, other corporate support, foundation support. From the foundation that supports the CIA, we support you. No, not the way it works. These are products for you, for your body, for your health, for your life, and at the same time, you support InfoWars. InfoWarsLife.com. So in the closing minutes here, we are not only winning the war on the news, on media, not only is major media going down, but I'm here to tell you that major media in other countries are watching what's happening here, and they are beginning to make their own shift. Their own shift. So somebody like me can speak for 5 minutes on Sputnik News, the official Russian news agency. That happened the other day. How does that occur? Because everybody senses there's a shift going on. And whether or not they support it or they really recognize it, they want to get on board. And so I talk for a few minutes. People come to my website. They say, hey, this guy's writing about a whole lot of other things. They certainly have done the same thing with InfoWars and many other independent media websites. Media outlets that would be considered major media outside the United States are beginning to give voice, space, room, time, words, print to independent media reporters and outlets. And in the process of doing that, whether they intend for it to happen or not, they really don't care. What happens is people come to the websites and blogs and so forth of those independent reporters, and they find out what else is going on there, and they're introduced to a whole new world and level of information they haven't encountered before. That's what happens. That's part of the revolution as well. The major media lunatics are so confounded by their own situation now, that they are losing, in fact, not only their sanity, such as it ever was, but their sense of confusion is mounting. They just don't know what to do. Stay with us, folks, because we, the independent media, are winning. See you next time.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.